And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 11th of June, 2015. It's the birthday of the man who said, "I may not be a first-rate composer, but I am a first-class, second-rate composer." Richard Strauss, born in Munich in 1864, who gave us Don Juan, Don Quixote, the opera Salome, and many others. It was on this day, 1935, that listeners first heard FM radio, when the inventor Edwin Armstrong gave a demonstration of it in Alpine, New Jersey. It's the birthday of the novelist William Styron, born Newport News, Virginia, 1925, author of Sophie's Choice, The Confessions of Nat Turner, served in the Marine Corps, then went to New York, became an editor at McGraw-Hill. He was miserable there, managed to get himself fired, which left him free to write his first novel, Lie Down in Darkness, came out in 1951. It won awards, it won great reviews, he was compared to Faulkner, James Joyce. He moved to Europe, he married Rose Burgunder, a poet, became friends with James Jones, James Baldwin, George Plimpton, American writers living in Paris. They founded the Paris Review there. William Styron, who liked to write in the afternoons in longhand on yellow sheets of paper. He said, "I like to stay up late at night and get drunk and sleep late. The afternoon is the only time I have left, and I try to use it to the best advantage with a hangover." But in 1985, shortly after he turned 60, when he was in Paris to receive an award, William Styron stopped drinking and suddenly plummeted into severe suicidal depression, was hospitalized for over a year. It was the beginning of a long, long battle with mental illness, one which resulted in his memoir, Darkness Visible, a memoir of madness. And he spent the remaining years of his life as an advocate for mental health, but admitting that depression had sapped his writing. Here's a poem for today by Gavin Ewart, entitled Yorkshireman in Pub Gardens. As they sit there, happily drinking, their strokes, cancers, and so forth are not in their minds. Indeed, what earthly good would thinking about the future, which is death, do? Each summer finds beer in their hands in big pint glasses, and so their leisure passes. Perhaps the older ones allow some inkling into their thoughts, being hauled as a kid upstairs to bed, screaming for a teddy or a tinkling musical box against their will. Each Joe or Fred wants longer with the life and lasses, and so their time passes. Second childhood, and "Come in, number 80, shouts inexorably the man in charge of the boating pool. "When you're called, you must go, matey, so don't complain. Keep it all calm and cool. There's masses of time yet, masses, masses." And so their life passes. Yorkshireman in Pub Gardens, a poem by Gavin Ewart, from his selected poems, published by New Directions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. And by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.